Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
88 Energy is advancing a potentially high-impact Alaskan exploration well targeting 64 million barrels, and importantly, moving quickly from acreage award to drilling plans. Joining me today to discuss these plans is the Managing Director, Ashley Gilbert, and Rich Jason, their Exploration Manager. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Now, you've moved quickly since securing the acreage to identify Augusta's priority target. What is it about this prospect that makes you so confident?
It looks like we've moved quickly, but in all honesty, this is the combination of 12 to 18 months worth of effort, which started really with bringing on a refreshed technical team. So Rick Jason, who's on the call, obviously, and another fellow by the name of Matt Fittle. So both of those two individuals have extensive industry experience and a proven track record as explorers. So that was important to 88. And really, when they came on board, the mandate was for both of them to do a portfolio review, but also a basin-wide review of the North Slope. And that basin-wide review, that involved purchasing or licensing additional 3D, which was the Schrader Bluff 3D, and also the Great Bear 3D, as well as reviewing historical well logs and legacy data. So that really informed us in advance of the bid round in November 2025, where we picked up the New South Prudhoe leases. So that was an important step for us. And the other important aspect to, I guess, the new leasing and strategy to some extent was to really refocus in on underexplored regions adjacent to proven producing fields, such as the Kuparuk River Unit and the Prudhoe Bay Unit, both of which produced historically billions of barrels. So within that, we picked up the leases in the Northwest Hub is what we're calling it, which is adjacent to both those major producing fields, supergiants, if you want to call them that. And we're targeting conventional reservoirs, the Ivershack and Kuparuk reservoirs within that Northwest Hub. So that really focused us in on, the Augusta prospect, which also has the advantage of being within 6 miles of key infrastructure. So that really elevated that prospect, given the quality of the reservoir potential, but also the proximity to the acreage or the commercialisation path.
How does Augusta compare to previous opportunities you've worked on in Alaska?
So I'll answer that, Martin. So Augusta will be the lowest risk opportunity prospect that's been drilled by 88 Energy to date. So the targets are proven in adjacent fields, giant fields, if you like. And the results from those reservoirs will be unequivocal. So, yeah, and you know, with that kind of success on the doorstep of that significant infrastructure, you know, the potential is expected to be realized rapidly or quickly.
64 million barrels of gross unrisked resource is clearly a material one. How should investors think about the potential scale of this opportunity if the drilling is successful?
Look, it is material. It's material for 88 for a few reasons. Obviously, we've talked about and mentioned the access to infrastructure. And so the path to commerciality is quite a well-defined one. And being so close lowers the cost of capital and development as well costs. But also, more importantly, when we look at the value that's ascribed, because these are high-quality reservoirs, so the ability to develop the number of wells required to develop and produce is far less than say, the Brookian opportunities that 88 has targeted in the past. But also, when we look at Yeah, there's numerous analogues on the North Slope. We call them satellite fields, which have been developed since 1990. We've referenced them in our recent investor presentation. There's been numerous examples where these have been rapidly developed in 2 to 3 years from sanction to first oil. That demonstrates that the majors and the incumbents who are producing on the North Slope are targeting these sorts of opportunities and see value in them. And Nuna is a good example. That was acquired by Conoco from a small oil and gas company in 2019. It was then sanctioned for development in 2023, with first oil in 2025. So, there's not too many places in the world where you see this sort of opportunity to access infrastructure and develop on success in a rapid fashion.
Rick, so tell me, what would that mean strategically?
So Augusta would not only fast track South Prudhoe as a core development hub, but it would turbocharge the company's valuation potential. So, as Ashley mentioned, it would be similar to the other satellite fields that have been developed in the area or region, being able to access existing infrastructure and pipeline capacity. And importantly, some of these satellite fields have started at a certain size, say 40 to 60 million barrels, and they've found additional oil potential or pools as more wells have been drilled. So it could shift the company's focus from pure exploration to appraisal and like pre-development, but there are clear analogs, and the key is the speed in which these successes have been developed. You're talking about 2 to 3 years from the time of discovery to making money. So it's quite a unique opportunity, and success validates the company's strategy, and it gives impetus to unlocking further potential and more of the upside in our exploration acreage, which is, as Ashley's mentioned, is data rich now, so the timing's right. We're getting all this new data. Augusta will really de-risk our other prospects.
Now, you're drilling adjacent to an established producing asset. Can you explain to investors how important it is in terms of reducing geological risk and supporting development pathways?
Sure. Look, it's fundamental to the uniqueness of this opportunity that 88 now has. There's a well called Hemi Springs State, which is on block on the northwest hub or area of South Prudhoe, and that is a discovery well. So it's confirmed the reservoir quality and producibility of the Ivershack and Kuparuk reservoirs. So it just improves the probability of commercialization, and it's successful both in a geological context, but it's also the ability to develop quite rapidly with access to that existing infrastructure, which is right on our doorstep.
Now, you've already got multiple parties engaged in the data room. What kind of interest are you seeing?
Look, we have got multiple parties. Process has been running for about 4 weeks now. Multiple parties, large and small. They've been engaged. Some have been engaged actually pre-launch out. They've reached out to us to inquire as to the opportunity, and certainly that's encouraging for us. The parties themselves, look, I mean, they see this opportunity as one where, as we've spoken to, one that can be rapidly commercialized given its proximity to infrastructure, but also targeting proven reservoirs, the Ivershack and Kuparuk. As I've mentioned, in Prudhoe Bay, the Ivershack's the main producing reservoir there. That's produced 13 billion barrels to date. And then the Kuparuk River unit, that's producing from the Kuparuk reservoir, mainly 3 billion barrels. So proven producing reservoirs, that's attracting them to this opportunity. But also, we haven't really mentioned the south east hub, where that's got significant Brookian potential as well as Ivershack potential. So what these parties see is long-term running room, not just the northwest hub potential, but also the southeast hub potential, which again is close to infrastructure, about 6 miles away from Pump Station One. So, multiple parties are interested for many different reasons. So today it's been quite encouraging, really.
And what would the ideal partner or party bring beyond just capital?
Credibility, really. It's technical validation, and ideally North Slope operating experience. The ideal company would bring development and execution capabilities and potential access to infrastructure and downstream solutions. It's really a long-term value and alignment, rather than the kind of short-term trading outcomes, if you like.
But you've also mentioned additional Brookane upside. How meaningful could that be in terms of enhancing the overall resource potential?
Yeah, look, it's not the core valuation, but it does, as I mentioned earlier, represent that additional optionality and ability for additional pools to increase the resource potential, on top of the existing discovery, if you like. And again, it's supported by nearby discoveries and wells. There were wells within the block or right next door that have pay zones within those shallower target Brookian targets. Again, the timing is perfect. We've been able to acquire this large 3D data set. It's high resolution. It's a great data set. It means that we'll be able to assess the potential with a high de degree of accuracy. It could materially enhance the overall resource exposure with little to no incremental drilling costs. It's great. We're quite
And I
excited
think
by
it, sorry, and I think as well that it's important to note that adjacent to our Northwest Hub and the Augusta opportunity, there are fields and producing fields that produce from the three zones that we're targeting here, which is the Ivyshak, Kuparuk, and the Brookian or the Wessac. And that's the Orion and Borealis fields, which is to the northeast of where we are at the Augusta prospect, and in particular the Z pad has got wells producing from those three zones, and that's only a short distance away from the Augusta opportunity. So, we've got great analogs very close by to what we're targeting here. The Ivyshak really for us is the main game, which would be developed first, followed by the Kuparuk, and then obviously the Brookian upside would be on top of that.
Alongside Augusta, then, you've also expanded your North Slope footprint to the Cad River East acreage and secured a new 3D seismic. How does that fit into that broader strategy?
Look, I mean that complements the other assets in our portfolio, which is obviously the South Pluto that we've been talking to today, Project Phoenix to the south, which will have a horizontal production test later this year and into next year. And what Cad River represents is really a longer-term opportunity, underexplored. Again, we're targeting areas that are under 3D. It's important to us that it's data-rich, and so we secure this acreage opportunistically. There were a few 2D lines and some adjacent wells that demonstrated prospectivity. So we secure those leases. Recently secured the Cad River 3D survey as well, as we announced. And really for us is to review that data, determine the prospectivity in the near term, and then look to put out a prospective resource estimate with a view to a farm out and ultimately looking to drill in 28, 29 on that particular acreage position. So it's a longer term opportunity, really, strategically.
Well, gentlemen, it's
Yeah.
going to be an exciting period ahead with multiple defined pathways to drill in and multiple catalysts along the way. So we're looking forward to following your project closely. Thank you very much for your time.
Brilliant. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.